What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Millennium Power Podcast, where I'm your host, Kenny. And on this podcast, we empower, impact, and encourage. And I would like to thank you all for joining me on today's broadcast. And I must say that this joint today is so fire. And it's just, it's very impactful, empowering, and enlightening. And I believe, you know, that you're going to be encouraged. So before we start off with anything, you all know that we start off with a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for, you know, opening up our eyes that we can see you, Father. Father, we ask right now that on this broadcast that you set the atmosphere that it may be conducive of you having your way, Lord. Whatever you want your people to hear, God, I am a willing vessel, Father, that I can speak what you want me to speak to them. Oh, God, I just declare that it will encourage them, it will empower them, and it will shift their perspectives, Father. It will check motives, oh, Father. And, Father, you're going to have your way, Father. So we bind any distracting spirit, any hindering spirit that would try to hinder and distract and confuse your people from listening to this broadcast. But I declare that it's going to open up rivers of living water. Visions are going to be literally enlightened, Father. You're going to literally just provoke destiny. You're going to provoke purpose. And I declare that your people will be great and better at who you called them to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today's topic is my wilderness season. Take a moment and just say, my wilderness season. And I don't know if it may be applicable to some of you, but I know for me, I am really encouraged. So I've been on my little journey of, like, you know, really studying the Bible and learning the Bible for myself. And I just got to a place where I don't want to say that I love God. I'm a sold out Christian, but I don't know his word fluently and correctly. Because we can be these, you know, religious Christians, but we have no relationship. And I feel like I need to know the word for myself, because I don't want to be just, you know, hearing someone, you know, preach the word and I can't, you know, relate to what they're talking about, or I can't go back in the word and, you know, not assess, but you kind of look at what they're talking about. I want to know the word for myself. How you go call yourself a Christian and don't know the word? You know, study yourself, like become a student, study the word to show yourself approved. So I've been starting with the New Testament, and I'm currently in the book of Matthew. And I will say that while studying the book of Matthew, it's just like, I feel like I've been a dumb Christian. Like, I'm just reading stuff and I'm just seeing stuff and I'm like, dang, I didn't see that. I didn't read that, you know? Where has this been? Where have you been all my life? But anyways, and I was particularly reading out of the book of Matthew chapter 3. And it was just talking about how John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And he was basically telling the people to, you know, kind of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what John was doing was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah beforehand, prior to. But one thing that really really stuck out to me out of the chapter 3 of Matthew, I encourage you to read it for yourself, where it talked about how John was in the wilderness of Judea. Like, he had to leave, like, the actual town and go into the wilderness to preach to people, because I feel like the revelation that I got was because in the actual towns and cities where the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders were, and they were so caught up in customs and laws that when there was actually someone actually preaching the authentic word of God, they had a problem with it because it it not only did it expose them, but it kind of contradicted what they were teaching, because they were so caught up in the laws that they weren't actually doing ministry. So John the Baptist had to go to the wilderness to do what he was already destined to do. See, John the Baptist was a prophecy within himself. So what really just encouraged me is how he had to go in the wilderness to do what he was called to do, because John the Baptist was the one that was spoken that he is the one that will be the voice in the wilderness that will prepare the way for the Lord. And it was like very like powerful to me. Like, he had to leave an atmosphere of legalism and limitations, and he had to go to the wilderness to do what he was already predestined to do. And in one scripture, it talked about how the only food that he had to eat was honey and locusts. So not only is he doing the will of God, but he's in the wilderness, and the only thing that he's eating is locusts and honey. And what encouraged me was, you know, sometimes God will have us to go in those wilderness seasons, but in the wilderness, we're actually in the will of God, and we're doing what he predestined us to do, and we're doing what he called us to do. You know, sometimes when you're doing the things that God called you to do, it ain't gonna feel good. You're not gonna have all the resources that you think you're supposed to have, because God called you to it, and he's the source to the resource. So if God, you called me to this, why can't I have the resources? Everybody else got the resources. Why can't I have certain resources that I know that will help me accelerate and do what I'm supposed to do? But God be like, nah, stop focusing on the stuff. I'm going to give you one pen, and I'm going to give you two sheets of paper, and I'm going to see what you go do with it. And in those moments, in the wilderness moments, that's where creativity is literally provoked. That's where you have little, but you experience expansion. You literally influence people in your wilderness season. Have you ever been in a time where you had no money? You had really no food to eat. You really didn't have anything. But people didn't know that. But you were still doing what you were supposed to be doing. You were still encouraging those people. You were still empowering people. You were still doing the will of God. You were still walking in your purpose. You were still walking in your destiny. And people don't know that you low-key struggling for real. Do not curse the wilderness season, for that is the foundation that's the foundation of your destiny, your wilderness season. Don't curse it. Don't shame it. Literally, it's like a mind over matter thing. Like, I may not have what I want, but I serve a God that will literally provide everything that I need. He shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. When you in your wilderness season, that is God really testing your faith. He's seeing, will you stay faithful to me when you don't got what you think you should have? You know, it's good when we got everything we need, but can you stay faithful to God when you have nothing? It's all peaches and cream when you have all the provision, when you're in the season of the overflow. But can you still give God praise when you ain't got nothing? Can you still honor God in the wilderness, It's dark. Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes you feel afraid. Sometimes you feel scared. But how? I mean, you're already there. So what else can you do? You might as well continue to trust God. You might as well work with what you have. You might as well become content, because you should already know that this is not where I'm going to stay. You know, it's like, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. So will you remain faithful in what God called you to do? You may not have all the money that you think you need, but you know how to pray. You know how to worship. You know how to declare and decree. You know how to literally use your word as your weapon. Literally use your word as your nutrition. Start decreeing things and know that they're established. Just because you don't see it with your eyes, that doesn't mean it hasn't manifested in the spirit. And sometimes we get so caught up on the things, and God is like, no, I want you to keep your focus on me. Look at me. I created this stuff. Stop trying to look at the stuff. I'm the God over those things. I created the heavens and the earth, and you focused on what's going on around you. And God is like, no, look at me. Look at me. I am the resource. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Keep your mind focused on me. Stop worrying about what you don't got. That's why I love when Matthew 6 gets you together, telling you to stop worrying about what you don't have, what you don't have to eat, and what you don't have to wear. That's tomorrow's troubles. Focus on today. Have the faith that will get you through the day that you're experiencing. Stop worrying about what you don't have. God shall supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory. And you may not have it, but you can have it in your mind and declare that I am rich. I am blessed. I am prosperous. God, I am healed. Let your mind be sound. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Why are you worrying about stuff that he didn't even give you the ability to even like worry about? That's not your problem. Most of the stuff that we be crying about and frustrated about, it's out of our reach. Because if we could fix it, it would already be fixed. And if we could fix it, it wouldn't be no point of God existing. So one of my focus scriptures in this season is Matthew 6 and 33, which is honestly one of my favorite scriptures. And it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So maybe God has you in the wilderness to cleanse your soul and fix your heart. So when you do get to that place that you know that God called you to be, you won't mishandle it. You won't be like others who have gone before us and have been and have operated in wickedness and darkness. He called you to be a light. So create the atmosphere of light in your wilderness season. I'm telling you, God ain't gonna leave you there. You got too much. You're full of too much purpose and destiny to stay in the wilderness. That's your training ground. For when you get to where he called you, you're gonna be considered a heavyweight. Think about how when David was going to fight Goliath, the only thing he knew how to do was fight lions. And, well, I don't know about lions. It was a bear. I think it was a lion. Yeah, it was a lion and a bear. He knew how to fight these wild animals. So about time it got to him to get in the real battleground, he already knew how to slay Goliath, because he already had the format in his wilderness season. Become a student of God in your wilderness, for you shall become a teacher in your glory season. God has you in the wilderness so you can know how to literally operate. So when he brings you out, that you can pull others out who are in their wilderness season. Stop complaining. Stop fretting. Stop worrying. God ain't gonna let you be homeless. God ain't gonna let you starve. God ain't gonna let you go without. God ain't gonna let you not have any provision. God ain't gonna let you be in poverty. No, he's not that type of God. And I'm not yelling, but I'm really preaching to myself. Most of the times that I'm encouraging you and I'm motivating you out of lessons that I'm learning between me and God, like with myself. So if I'm learning it, of course I'm going to give you the information. Of course I'm going to give you the empowering tools that will help you. Let's help each other. And I just declare that you do not break. You shall not give up. You will not throw in the towel. Because there is glory after this. So I just pray that God would literally keep you. He's going to keep you. He's going to sustain you. And you're going to be all right. Do you hear me? Take note. Don't take it personal. Do not take this season personal. God is just preparing you. He's preparing you to do big things. And he wants to know. He needs to assess you. He needs to sift you. Because when you get to that place, you can't be full. You can't be mediocre. You can't be dark. You can't have an attitude. You got to be ready and prepared. There is no substitution for preparation. So with that being said, you go be great. And you stay on fire for Jesus. Glory. Love y'all. Have a great day.